T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning or good evening, world. Whatever time you're listening to Trust the Tape, we are recording in the morning. It's 7:56 a.m. I'm Jeff Cavanaugh at JC1053 on Twitter. The great Dane Brugler at DP Brugler on Twitter. You can find his work on theathletic.com, of course. You can find me on 105.3 The Fan in DFW, and occasionally writing something or other for The Athletic. Now, Dane, this is a huge day for Trust the Tape.
Huge.
On episode 12.19.18. Because today, we break down everything that happened in the Cherubundi Boca Raton Bowl.
Yes.
UAB beat Northern Illinois 37-13. And I got to tell you, that UAB squad, man, they have college football players. Northern Illinois does as well.
I mean,
big day for them.
In all seriousness, it is a pretty amazing story to see UAB.
Oh, they didn't have football a while ago, didn't they?
Yeah, just a couple years ago.
Okay.
So it's a great story to see what they're doing there. You know, it's improbable that they're, you know, turned it around this quickly in that program. You know, Coach Clark deserves a lot of credit for that. But yeah, we're getting to the point in the bowl season where a lot of these bowl games are coming and going and not really making a dent. And, you know,
can't believe Southern Miss didn't make it.
No,
I got a buddy that works for the Cowboys that's a Southern Miss grad.
Yeah.
And when they got their sixth win, he was like, all right, we're eligible. But then he immediately goes through how many teams are eligible. I think he said there were 82 teams for 78 spots.
Right.
And he goes, I know we're not going to get one. Like, man, college football fans are insane.
Yeah,
but some you're doing years, that math.
Some years, there's a couple 5-7 teams that make it because they just need teams to fill up. But yeah, this year we had an abundance of 6-6 teams, so we didn't have that. But we're getting to the point of the bowl season where there's some more exciting bowl games coming up here, especially between Christmas and New Year's. Of course, we had the college football playoff, 29th, the semifinals with the Orange Bowl and the Cotton Bowl. But even the lead up to that, there are some decent bowl games to pay attention to. So we have that to talk about, NFL draft, draft orders kind of coming into shape a little bit. The Cardinals are the new favorite for the number one overall pick with the 49ers winning over the weekend.
Yeah, what? Listen, some NFL teams have got the wrong idea about what's going on right now. San Francisco's one of them. Listen here, Nick Mullins. I know you want to impress people and have an NFL career, but think about big picture here. Think about the team. That's selfish to go out there and win. You had the number one pick and you gave it away. And this is not the first week. It's 2 weeks in a row that teams that had no business winning have been winning, and that is irresponsible, and the owner and general manager should shut you down.
Those coaches look pretty happy to win those games.
Stupid. Well, yeah, coaches do. That's what they do.
So we have Arizona and Oakland tied for the worst record right now at 3-11. Arizona has a sizable lead in terms of strength of schedule, which is the first tiebreaker.
Well, they need to trade down, gather picks, and pick 5 offensive linemen. That's what Arizona needs to do.
Yeah, I mean, you're not too far off there.
That is just ugly.
They need more help there, especially on offense, to help out their quarterback of the future, Josh Rosen. If they do have the number one overall pick, they're crossing their fingers that Herbert comes out, Haskins comes out, the quarterback at the top. So they do have options if they want to try and trade back to maybe go back later in the top 10 and get a Jonah Williams from Alabama, left tackle, who some scouts think is going to be a guard. Some scouts think he's going to be a center. But I do think he can stay at left tackle, and we'll have to see how that works out.
Take Jonah Williams, you get you another pick somewhere in the late first round or early second round. You get Cody Ford, and then you tell me which center they're going to take late in the second round, and you're rocking and rolling.
Yeah, sure. Garrett Bradbury from NC State. There you go. But, you know, we'll see how the next 2 weeks play out. You know, other teams that are still technically in contention for the top pick is San Francisco, the Jets, and Jacksonville, who are up next at 4-10. So between those 5 teams, really, to get that top pick. But Arizona, the overwhelming favorite. As long as they lose their final 2 games, which I believe is Seattle and the Rams, as long as they lose those 2 games, Arizona will be picking number 1. And I think Nick Bosa is the clear favorite there. If they're not able to trade out, get the pass rusher, get the best player on the board, I think Nick Bosa to the Cardinals would be the early favorite. But we'll see how that plays out. Yeah, it's funny how, you know, looking at this updated draft order, you know, Atlanta came on off a big win over Arizona. They're picking sixth in the updated order. It's amazing how far they've fallen this late into the season. The Giants are currently picking eighth, Green Bay 11, Carolina 12, Cleveland 15 out of the top 10.
Oh, Cleveland.
Baker, maybe. By the way, someone put this out there on Twitter and it was interesting, but take a list of starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
And if you're a general manager, go one by one, and who would you rather have, Baker Mayfield or, you know, that quarterback, and see how many quarterbacks you would get through with in saying, you know, Baker Mayfield. It's an interesting exercise.
Oh, I'm ready. Hold on now. I'm ready.
You're
ready. Here we go.
Right now,
I got to pull up my division. You ready?
Put you on the spot.
Brady or Baker?
If you're a general manager, you're going to have Tom Brady for maybe two more years, or do you want Baker Mayfield for the long term?
I'm asking you, Dane. Tom Brady or Baker Mayfield?
You wanted to do this game.
I would take Baker.
Okay. Hey, that's not crazy.
Dolphins, Ryan Tannehill or Baker? You take Baker.
That's easy.
Josh Allen or Baker?
Easy.
Take Baker. Sam Darnold or Baker? I take Baker.
A little tougher, but yeah.
Does your pre-draft process still hold up, and would you still take Darnold?
I think Darnold, I saw a lot of, watching Darnold this year, seeing him progress, seeing him against the Texans last Saturday, I think he's going to be a star of this league. I absolutely do, because he's doing a lot with a little. But with that said, Baker is far surpassed my expectations. And I had Baker Mayfield rated as a top 10 pick in this draft. So, you know, I had Darnold slightly ahead. So I do think I would take Baker over Darnold. But with that said, I still think Darnold's going to be a star. But so basically Baker over the entire AFC East is what you're saying.
Pat Mahomes or Baker?
You got to go Pat Mahomes. Come on.
I'll take Pat.
Okay.
Barely.
Look, maybe this is easier if we talk about the quarterbacks that you would take over Baker.
Phillip Rivers. You get to another old guy, and that's tough.
Yeah.
How long does Phillip Rivers have?
He doesn't show signs of falling off, but he's what, 37? I mean, you know, it's that wall's coming, and
Baker?
I don't know. I mean, Rivers a legit MVP candidate this year.
Or Baker.
Man, that's tough.
Well, you're the GM, Dane. You have to make these decisions. Tough trade.
You pulled this up to do this hypothetical. No fence riding.
I will say Rivers has 2 to 3 good years left. Take Baker. Case Keenum or Baker?
Stop.
Derek Carr or Baker?
That's easy.
Stop. Big Ben or Baker?
I mean, as much as I respect Big Ben, another guy that's towards the end.
Joe Flacco. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Lamar Jackson or Baker?
Yeah, that's easy.
Baker or Baker?
Yeah.
Andy Dalton or Baker?
Keep going.
Deshaun Watson? That one's interesting.
That is interesting. I mean, I think you have to go Watson, but I think you are.
Do you?
Yeah, with the way he's been playing. I worry about the durability. That was my big thing with Watson coming out of Clemson was the durability. I just worry about him holding up. He just has a leaner frame, and, you know, and his ACL tear last year was non-contact. So you just never know. But I think you have to lean Watson there.
Andrew Luck or Baker?
I'm taking Luck.
I'll tell you later. Mariota.
Oh, come on. You just studied the tape from the Cowboys-Colts game?
Yeah, he was good.
All right.
Mariota or Baker?
Baker.
Cody Kessler or Baker? Do we have to throw Bortles in? Dak Prescott or Baker?
Sorry, Cowboys fans.
Carson Wentz or Baker?
That's a good one.
I would take Baker.
That is a good one.
Because, I mean, now we are, what, on a 4 out of 5 years Carson Wentz has been hurt? Back, ACL, college he was hurt.
Yeah.
I'll take Baker.
Yeah, I mean, a year ago before that ACL injury, absolutely. I mean, Wentz was the star of the league the MVP.
Sure.
Fast forward a year now, all the injuries piling up, that's tough. That's really tough. I would still lean Wentz slightly, but it's not a slam dunk at all.
Alex Smith, I'm sorry, Josh Johnson or Baker?
Sorry, Josh.
Eli Manning or Baker? Why do you laugh? Jared Goff or Baker? Goff's had a bad 3 weeks.
That's another good one.
Bad three weeks.
When defenses play Goff deep and they don't fall for the play action, they don't fall for the eye candy, they understand that, you know, okay, Gurley's good, you know, he can beat us, but we're going to let him try. We're not going to let Goff beat us down the field. And that's where we're seeing Goff struggle now these last few weeks. Teams are forcing Goff to make tight windowed throws, anticipation throws, and it's been mixed results. So, listen, I mean, Goff, he was just named a Pro Bowler, still a good quarterback. That's tough. But, I mean, I think you have to kind of lean Goff, right? No? I'd go Baker.
3 weeks ago is a no-brainer. You say you go Baker?
I go Baker.
Over Goff?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of Goff, and I like Goff. I had him rated ahead of Wentz come out of college, but I think a lot of Goff is McVay-related, invented, and not that he's not a good quarterback independent, but I go Baker.
Russell Wilson or Baker? I'll go Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I go Russell Wilson.
Nick Mullins or Baker? I'm sorry, Jimmy Garoppolo or Baker?
A guy that's hurt.
Just say Baker and move on.
All right, Baker.
Rosen or Baker?
Baker.
Trubisky or Baker?
I'm a big Trubisky fan. Always have been. He was my number one quarterback that year.
And he's been good this year. It's weird how people pretend he hasn't been.
Yeah, I know. He'll make one bad throw or he'll miss a read and all of a sudden he's bad. But people have to remember, too, this is like his rookie year, you know, with Coach Nagy. I mean, it's just like he's basically a rookie this year and he's got it. The Bears lead or winning the NFC North. So this is my way of avoiding your question.
Allowed to though, so I'll just wait.
All right. That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna run at the fence on that one.
Nope.
I gotta think about that one.
You're a GM.
We'll come back to it.
You're on the clock.
We'll come back to it. Next one.
Kirk Cousins or Baker.
Yeah, what's up with Kirk Cousins this year?
I think they can't block. I think the Vikings and the Cardinals are the two teams that can't block at all.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. The offensive line has not helped, but still. Why am I answering all these? Come on.
Baker.
All right.
Aaron Rodgers or Baker?
Aaron Rodgers. Stop.
18th in QBR this year.
Stop.
Stafford or Baker? Baker. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Stafford's a good quarterback. Stop.
He's fine. I don't want to be stuck with fine.
All right.
Drew Brees or Baker?
Drew.
What?
I'm still taking Drew.
For career?
Yeah.
You think he's still going to go like four more?
No, I think he goes two more.
Okay. You're playing for your two championships?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go for two. I'm a GM. I'm not.
Okay, so you took Brady then?
No, I mean, Brady's older. I mean, Brady's, and he's showing cracks this year. I know he made the Pro Bowl, but I don't know.
He shouldn't have made the Pro Bowl.
Did you watch the game against Pittsburgh? Brady's the GOAT. I get it, but.
Cam Newton or Baker?
Baker.
Matt Ryan or Baker?
Matt Ryan's having a pretty good year.
He's having a pretty good year, 5-9.
Baker.
And Jameis or Baker?
Baker.
So maybe three guys, maybe four, something like that?
That's crazy.
Is what you would take over Baker Mayfield?
Crazy.
Moving on, Dane. This is Trust the Tape. It's about college football.
Swerved out of the...
Darius Leonard. I'm looking at Bryce Love right now. Darius Leonard didn't make the Pro Bowl, and that's stupid. But moving on. Yeah,
it is. It'll be rectified.
I'm going to read you a bunch of college football names, and you tell me what they have in common.
Okay.
Bryce Love, running back Stanford. Will Greer, quarterback West Virginia. Jermaine Pratt, linebacker, NC State. Debo Samuel, wide receiver, South Carolina. Noah Font, I don't know, tight end from Iowa. Rashawn Gary, defensive lineman from Michigan. Greedy Williams, cornerback, LSU. Ed Oliver, D lineman for Houston. Isaiah Johnson, corner for Houston. N'Keal Harry, wide receiver, Arizona State. Kelvin Harmon, wide receiver, NC State. Donnell Green, offensive tackle from Minnesota. Justice Hill, running back, Oklahoma State. Yadni Kajust, tackle from West Virginia. What do they have in common?
Let me guess. We have seen the last of them play college football.
They're all skipping their bowl games to get ready to play NFL football. And you know who's not happy about it?
Who?
Dabo Swinney. He's not happy about it. He said, why play your senior year at all? Why don't you just wrap yourself in bubble wrap? You could get hurt crossing the street. What's the difference?
He's not wrong.
That's what Dabo said.
What's the point?
Of skipping the game?
Yeah. Well, what's the point of skipping the game and not skipping, like, you know, the season finale or not playing in November or, you know, like, why? You know, like, what's the point of if you're Deebo Samuel for South Carolina
and your team's not going to win anything?
Yeah. Why play against Clemson? What's the point? You're going to lose.
If it were me personally, it would depend on where I think I'm going to be picked. If I don't think there's anything I can do to help it, then I'm good. I'm done.
Right.
If I think I can still help it, I'll play. The bowl game for me, I mean, at this point, listen, we played an entire season of football. You've seen plenty of me. I'm good. And we're not winning anything, so I'm going to go ahead and move on. To me, it would only take one guy. All it takes is Jalen Smith. All it takes.
Right.
It's one guy that altered his career and who he's going to be and how much he's going to make. And God bless him, he's overcome and is still going to make a bunch of money. But that's all it took for me.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
If I'm a no doubt first rounder, done. If I'm a no doubt top 10, done. I can't get hurt in a game I don't play in.
Don't get me wrong. I don't blame anybody that does that, makes that decision. I get it, 100%. Now,
you're an NFL guy, Dane. You're judging him. You're going to go grill him in an interview. Like, what do you not care about?
Oh,
the team?
Absolutely, I would. Absolutely. Yeah. You make him feel like crap.
Yeah.
Like, you tell, why would you abandon your team like that?
Yeah.
Like, I was talking to some of your teammates. You should have heard what they were saying about you. I'd make him feel like
crap. And would you
crap.
Take me off
just
the board
to see how they'd react.
If my answer was, well, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. It hasn't always been that way. And the coaches are paid like professionals. In a lot of cases, they're paid better than that. The bowl executives make a ton for me playing in that game. And I don't. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to protect my money the way that they protected
me. No, I'd be okay. Yeah, you're pretty smart.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
No, and I have no problem with anybody that skips their bowl game because that's I get it. I 100% understand. By the way, you can add Devin Bush to that list.
Okay,
Michigan
good for him.
Linebacker.
Good for him.
I don't think that's been announced yet, but it probably will be here soon. But, like, I mean, kind of what Dabo was saying, though, like, if you're not going to play the bowl game, what's the point of playing in November? You know, like, what's the point of playing some of these, you know, if your team's already out of it? Now, if you're Clemson or Alabama or Georgia or Oklahoma, you know, then when you have something to play for, you know, it's different. Do you think we'll ever get to a point where
somebody will skip a playoff game?
Yeah. Because that's when it would be.
I don't know.
That's going to change things.
Yeah, I don't know. Now, it is a tidal wave because we just went through like 12 or I'm not even sure the number of players. Where before it was, what, Fournette and McCaffrey? Like, it wasn't a big list. And now the list is...
Right. It was like running backs, too.
Yeah.
You know?
And now the list is growing, which I support. I think it should be about 32 people. Well, once you think their first round pick.
Once Will Greer did it, that was kind of a big deal. Because I think he was really the first quarterback.
And he's
to do
not
it.
Even projected as a first rounder,
no,
is
he's
he?
Not. No. And
good for him.
Well, and
is he going to go to the Senior Bowl?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And
he's
the
going
Senior
to make
Bowl
his money.
Will be more important than any bowl game that he plays in.
Yeah.
There's no question about that.
Yeah.
And so yeah, it's tough because you know for some of these guys, sure, yeah, they could help themselves for, but not all of them. And so the risk versus reward, it's a tough thing. But I get what Dabo's saying, totally, 100%. I won't be too concerned about this until we see a guy skip a bowl game. Then that's where, or a playoff bowl game. That's when we get to a point where, I would still
be on the player side. I would just say, yeah, everybody in college football does a great job of protecting their money, except us. So I'm going to.
I don't know. I mean, college football players make more than both of us. Stop. I mean, I don't. They make money. So
make it legal.
Well,
just make it legal. Why are we encouraging under the table payment to kids?
Well, not just that, but just the way they take care of them and all that. You know, it's something that these aren't like indentured servants here. So, okay, let's. When we talk about the playoff and expansion, I think that's one thing that could really cause expansion is if we see someone skip a playoff game. If we see, you know, a team, or if we see. Not if we see someone skip a playoff game, but if we see Will Greer skip, we see some of these other players skip. A lot of Michigan players are skipping. If we expand the playoffs, then all of a sudden these bowl games mean a lot more, and we don't see as many players skip their bowl games. That could be a motivating factor to expand it to 8. even though West Virginia and some of these other teams wouldn't have made it. But, you know, Ohio State maybe, or Georgia, or some of these other teams that have plenty of draft-eligible underclassmen, they'd be more encouraged to play than some other teams.
Okay, that's all I got on that. Dabo, I get it. I know why you want players to play, because it's in your best interest. I get it. That's cool. It makes sense. Everybody looks out for their best interest. So players, good for you. Quinnen Williams, if you're listening, sit out.
Don't
that
do
would
it, Quinnen.
Be awesome.
I just want to
sit out.
By the way, Oklahoma, they won the Joe Moore Award as the best offensive line in college football. That's going to be fun, watching that offensive line against
Yeah, let's see if Kyler
Alabama's
Murray gets
defensive
to stand
line.
There for 8 seconds and look around.
That's going
to
be fun.
I don't know if that's going to happen against
Bama. I don't think so. It's with Quinnen Williams going up against the interior, Quinnen Williams is just, man, I finished watching his tape just over last week, and my goodness, it's unreal how good he is. I'm going to do a story here in the next few weeks with the All-22 tape. It's so good.
Okay, what are we doing now? Bowl previews? We need to preview some bowl games for the people?
Yeah, I mean, we've got between Christmas and New Year's, not including the playoff games, we've got, you know, a few good ones. You know, the Rose Bowl with Ohio State, Washington. I mean, we could talk for, you know, hours about the prospects in that one. You know, Ohio State, I'm eager to see Dwayne Haskins up against that secondary, the Husky secondary. Byron Murphy at corners, a future first-round pick. Taylor Rapp has a chance to be one of the first safeties drafted. So just Dwayne Haskins against that secondary would be a lot of fun. We know with Urban Meyer playing his or coaching his final game, at least for Ohio State.
For now.
Yeah. You know Ohio State's going to be playing for him, you know, go out with a win, that type of thing. So there's going to be extra motivation there. And one thing, when you always have a coach leave, you look at the underclassmen. That's where my mind goes and say, okay.
Who's leaving?
Exactly. And with Ohio State, they're loaded with talent, you know, former 4- and 5-star guys. And so underclassmen like Kendall Shefford at corner, Damon Arnett at corner, Jordan Fuller at safety, Malik Harrison at linebacker. These guys absolutely would benefit with another year in terms of their development, in terms of going higher in the draft. But with the coaching change, you just never know where their head's at. And so we have to look at the Buckeyes as a, you know, one of those programs that could be looking, or some of the juniors looking to move on early.
Okay, and then other bowl games that we have between Christmas and New Year's. Well, there's 100 of them, Dane.
You got the Sugar Bowl with Texas and Georgia. That'll be fun to see DeAndre Baker, who won the Jim Thorpe Award as a top defensive back in college football. Possible first-round pick going up against Colin Johnson and little Jordan Humphrey. I'm excited to see that one. The Fiesta Bowl, no Greedy Williams, but Devin White, the linebacker for LSU, will be playing, going up against UCF. The Citrus Bowl, Kentucky, Penn State, a couple of good running backs in that one. Benny Snell, he's already declared. He needs just over 100 yards to become Kentucky's all-time leading rusher. Miles Sanders, running back for Penn State in that one. And then Kentucky, they've got plenty of guys on defense to watch. Josh Allen, the edge rusher, went from possible top 100 pick to potential top 10 pick this year, coming back for his senior year. And then in the secondary, Kentucky's loaded. With senior draft eligible guys, chance to get drafted, Mike Edwards and Darius West, one of the better safety tandems in the nation.
All right, what else you got for us today, Dane? I'm just staring at you. I can go to the questions, but you don't want to know the questions.
The Outback Bowl. Look for number 38 against number 38 in this one. TJ Hawkinson for Iowa tight end.
Oh, he's going to get his shine on now because the other guy's not playing right.
Noah Fant's not playing right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hawkinson won the Mackey Award as a top tight end, has yet to announce whether or not he's going to go pro, but Mississippi State senior strong safety, Jonathan Abram, one of the hardest hitting safeties you're going to see at the college football level. It's going to be fun when we see 38 and 38 meet in the open field, see how who's going to win that matchup. Who else we got? The Gator Bowl, NC State, Texas A&M, some good matchups in that one.
Now, is that sponsored by Gator?
Tax Slayer Gator Bowl.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
I'm here for the sponsor names.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
In that one, Garrett Bradbury, one of the top centers, going up against Daylon Mack, the A&M nose tackle. That should be a good one-on-one matchup. And then NC State linebacker Jermaine Pratt, former safety, athletic. He's physical. He's very aggressive downhill. Seeing him going up against, when he's going up to stop the run against Travion Williams, and then see how he can cover Jay Sternberger, A&M's running back and tight end, who probably both going to declare early and probably both going to be in that second to fourth round range. What else we got here? We got the The AutoZone Liberty Bowl.
Oh, I do like AutoZone. I believe they'll check that check engine light for
you.
Yeah,
I just bought a new battery from there.
Did you give them your old one?
Yes.
They're going to dispose of that for you?
Yeah, and you get like a $17 credit or something
like
that.
That's nice. They must be able to reuse it then.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what that they do with it once they take it.
Yeah, surely they're not paying you to get rid of it for you.
I don't know. Maybe it's just on their conscience. Maybe the government helps them. Drew Lock going up his final game against Oklahoma State defense. That should be not even close with that one. I think Missouri is going to win by double digits in that game. Michigan State, Oregon in the Red Box Bowl.
Oh, Red Box is still going.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think is in the Red Box? You think things that were in the theaters recently or maybe a year ago?
We still use it in my household. I think they have a recent movie. Yeah, they do. They do. We haven't used it.
How much does it cost to get something out of the Red Box?
$1.50.
Oh, wow. That's a great deal.
Yeah.
A little inconvenient because now that we have things you can talk to, I got the thing I can talk to, and I'm like, watch whatever, and it'll pull it up.
If I could save $5.
And that is, you're going to save $5.
And stop somewhere on the way home because there's a gas station right, you know, down the road. Stop there on the way home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd save $5.
Because I pay $5 or $6 to rent a movie, I think. On whatever I use for it.
Right.
I just tell the microphone. I don't know where it pulls it up from.
I couldn't do that.
Amazon or whatever.
Yeah, I'm too cheap.
Well, I'm balling, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a well-compensated radio superstar, you know? What else?
The Red Box Bowl. Justin Herbert. Is this his final collegiate game? Are we going to see him next year? Going up against Michigan State. That'll be a good one. The Hyundai Sun Bowl, Stanford Pitt. No Bryce Love in that one, but there will be some good running back action. Pitt's got a pair of 1,000-yard rushers with Quadri Allison and Darren Hall. Then we got a few other lesser-known ball games like the Belk Bowl and the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
The Belk Bowl where Jeremy Sprinkle had his issue?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Watch out, Belk.
Shoplifter.
Get your cameras in.
Yes.
Make sure you get hooked up there.
But yeah, I mean, I've got something coming up on the Athletic tomorrow, Thursday. I've wrote way too many words, over 6,000 words on the post-Christmas bowl games. So,
oh.
Yeah, I think I covered like 118 prospects in that one.
Okay.
And that doesn't include the playoff games. So check that out for the full breakdown of all the post-Christmas bowl games. We got some questions?
Yes, here we go from Brad. If a team goes wide receiver in round two, who would it be? He said Dallas, but I like it to be a broader topic on Trust the Tape.
I mean, we've talked about
there's a million of them.
Yeah, we've talked about it before. It's just, you know, what kind of ice cream flavor do you want?
Take your best guess at how many wide receivers go in round one.
I put the over-under at 2.
Okay, name the 2.
Let's just say it's DK Metcalf and Marquise Brown.
Okay, so now you're in the second round.
Uh-huh.
Who's your guy?
Riley Ridley, Kelvin Harmon. I really like those two guys. Riley Ridley, the younger brother of Calvin Ridley. Not quite as dynamic in terms of his speed, but I think he's budding as a route runner. He's a little more physical. I think he's underutilized in that Georgia offense. So I think Riley Ridley's going to be a better pro than what we saw at the college level. And then Kelvin Harmon, I'm eager to see what he runs because he's not a burner, but he's 6'3", just under 220 pounds. Love his play strength. Love the way he attacks the football. Not a terrible route runner, but has room to improve there. I think Kelvin Harmon's on the way up in terms of his development, where he's going to be at the next level. But there's plenty of options. I mean, A.J. Brown from Ole Miss, with what he can do. N'Keal Harry, as much as I dislike him as a top 15 pick, like some people like to think he is, I still love him as a top 50 guy or, you know, like a top or somewhere. If you get him in the second round, gladly take him on my team. Colin Johnson, Emmanuel Hall, Arcega Whiteside, if you need a guy that's going to, you know, clean the boards. Mecole Hardman from Georgia. He's kind of that Marquise Brown undersized burner with what he can do with the speed. And that doesn't even include any of the seniors. Well, I guess Emmanuel Hall was a senior, but Anthony Johnson from Buffalo, Debo Samuel. If you need a slot guy, that's Andy Isabella. Can he play outside? Yeah, but I think inside he could really tear up defenses. So this wide receiver group, depending on what you want, what type of receiver you want, there's a little bit something for everybody, and that's why if I'm a team, I'm going defensive line or somewhere else in the first round, and I'm going to get my wide receiver in the second round.
Jodiker says, best Christmas food / dessert. He says he's going with the 3 popcorn tub, which I support.
Huh.
I support the 3 popcorn tub. It's got the little cardboard divider there. And you have
caramel, popcorn,
cheese, and then your standard like movie theater butter, whatever. Yeah, okay. That's outstanding, except for the caramel part. I got to have somebody else eat that section. I'll handle the other two sections, and then you're in good shape. So if you have a significant other that loves the caramel slash caramel, then that is a good, that's a good way to go. Or my mom's sugar cookies.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, she, you know, shaped like a tree or a bell or a snowman or whatever, and different flavored icings or different color. Do they all taste the same? Just food coloring, right?
Right. Yeah. My mom, my stepmom, my wife, they do a lot of cookies, so I don't even know how to pick one of those. You know what is really good is
Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets. We have those in our Christmas Eve party. We get the tray, a couple hundred of them.
Okay. You're setting a new tradition. So
that's a Christmas
tradition.
Food.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, for dessert, the peppermint bark bluebell ice cream. That stuff's really good.
Okay.
And that's seasonal, so I guess that counts as a Christmassy or Christmas dessert.
That's a very diehard kind of conversation there.
Yeah.
Can ice cream be a Christmas
food? Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets or not?
Oh, it's at my Christmas party, much like Die Hard was a Christmas
party. Well, they
only
sell peppermint bark ice cream at Christmas time.
Okay. I support you. I don't know why you're yelling at me.
You got to bring the divisive Die Hard
issue. I'm representing the listener who's going to be upset.
Dinner. What's that? Is there a traditional Christmas dinner?
Isn't ham pretty traditional for Christmas?
Yeah, probably, I guess.
Maybe.
I guess. What do we do at my family?
You do brisket, pork loin.
No. In my family, we do fish, perch.
Yeah, Jesus was into fish.
Yeah, because, well, my one side of the family, it's Polish, and so we do fish, perch, that kind of thing. Christmas Day, I guess we do ham and meatballs and things like that. So, I mean, it's all good. Yeah, I don't remember Christmas for the food like Thanksgiving, but still a lot of good food going on.
Once Thanksgiving kicks the turkey thing, Thanksgiving will be a great food holiday.
Man, you need someone to cook you a turkey.
No, I smoked a great one.
Well, then what are you hating on turkey for?
Well, turkey's just not as good as other meats. Turkey's not as good as chicken.
Yeah, but you don't...
Never will be. Can't be.
But you don't have it a lot, so, you know, once a year...
Yeah, it was fine, because you just put gravy all over it.
Yeah,
outstanding. Yeah,
exactly.
It was fine. I smoked a great one, but because I was on the girlfriend's family schedule, we said we're going to eat at 3. My turkey was ready at 2:30. Theirs was ready at 6. We ate at 6.
What?
Yeah.
You eat when you're smoking
turkey.
Something.
I ate my turkey.
Huh.
While they were like, it's not time for dinner yet. I said, well, it's time for this turkey to get eaten.
In my family, they know if I'm smoking something, we're eating when it's ready.
Yeah.
Like, there's no set time. Because smoking, when you smoke, they have a mind of its own.
And
when
it went faster than I thought it would.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you can only do so much as try and slow it down or speed it up. And so
I did try to slow it down, but then I worried about drying it out.
Exactly.
You know, I hit the flame boss. I was like, hey, why don't you bring it down to 200?
Yeah, try to lower it. Yeah.
Yeah. What Notre Dame player gets drafted first from Henry?
Jerry Tillery, the defensive tackle. He had terrific senior year. Some scouts worry about him as a, you know, just being a little bit out there, a little different in terms of personality and, you know, how high is football on his priority list, that kind of thing. But, man, his splash plays this year, outstanding. It was the Stanford game was his best tape I watched. But he's got a lot of good ones. He's a big-time player, probably an early second-round pick.
Aaron wants to know, who are some safeties to look for in the second to third round range?
Well, I think the only safety is...
Where's that Adderley guy going?
He's a top 50 pick. I don't know if he'll go in the first. I would consider him that early, but I don't know if teams will. I think he's going to, especially after he tests, like I know he can, you know, maybe 4.3s, 4.4s, I think he's going to go high. Let's take Deontay Thompson from Alabama, Taylor Rapp from Washington, and Nassir Adderley from Delaware. Those are my top three safeties. Let's take them out of the equation. My next three safeties are Juan Thornhill from Virginia, who former corner, can play safety. I like him a lot. Darnell Savage from Maryland, undersized, but he'll hit you. He's got instincts, love to play speed. And then Jonathan Abram, who I mentioned from Mississippi State, hard-hitting safety. I worry about his coverage, but he'll come up and hit you against a run. And at the very least, you're getting an impact special teamer. So those three guys would be the safeties I'd be looking for in day two.
It looks like it's time to end this because I'm at 2% on my laptop. And there's a tweet here about taking the first look at Disney's live-action Aladdin where Will Smith plays the genie.
No.
So I got to go. I got to check that out. You have anything you wanted to sneak in?
We're good. Enjoy bowl season. Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right. Happy Hanukkah, Festivus, and the other stuff. Happy all those things. And we'll see you when we see you on Trust the Take.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.